WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping a report this hour. Despite the fact that New Jersey has 95,865 positive cases of COVID-19 and 5,663 deaths from virus complications, the number of people being admitted to the hospital is decreasing. Governor Murphy says almost 750 people were discharged from the hospital in one day, 7,200 remain hospitalized, and 1,500 are on ventilators. In 14 of the state's counties, the rate of spread has slowed to between 14 and 30 days. In seven counties, it's 7 to 14 days. Unfortunately, more New Jerseyans are out of work and looking for some compensation. Another 140,139 residents filed for new claims of unemployment benefits last week as the number of weekly payments increased to 556,000, a 560% jump from a year ago. That's bringing the five-week total since the pandemic ordered the economy shut down to 858,000. Nationally, another 4.4 million people filed initial jobless claims, bringing the country's total now to 26 million. Rutgers University has launched the nation's largest prospective study of healthcare workers exposed to COVID-19. Professor of Medicine Dr. Renald Panettiere says 829 healthcare workers have been recruited. Data is collected every 2 weeks, looking to see who turns positive and who develops antibodies.
We will have for the first time a prevalence of the disease in healthcare workers who are the front lines against the battle of this crisis.
He says for the most part, between 6 and 8% of healthcare workers who have substantial patient exposure develop positive tests. More details were announced Wednesday for two coronavirus testing sites in Atlantic City. During a Facebook Live press conference, AC Mayor Marty Small announced the sites at the former Bader Field Airport and the Showboat Casino will start next week for 4 weeks. They'll be open to city residents only. The Bader Field location will be open Wednesday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., while the Showboat will take walk-in patients Tuesday and Thursday, same times. Each site can test up to 50 people per day for now. Nine New Jersey counties out of 16 measured in the American Lung Association's 2020 State of the Air report gets a failing grade for ground-level ozone pollution or smog. 12 counties got an A grade for high particle pollution days, but New Jersey Sierra Club Director Jeff Tittle says exhaust fumes continue to literally choke New Jersey residents.
Those fine particulates that come from natural gas and also from automobiles really kind of affect our lungs in some ways more than the kind of the dirty stuff that we used to get.
Tittle says a proposed New Jersey Transit power plant in the Meadowlands would not be a good omen for an area like Bergen County, which has been the state's hottest spot for the coronavirus. Two pet cats in New York State have tested positive for coronavirus, marking the first confirmed cases in companion animals in the U.S. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the cats have mild respiratory illnesses. They are expected to recover. They're thought to have contracted the virus from people in their households or neighborhoods. Now, while it appears some animals can get the virus from people, there's no indication the animals are transmitting it to humans. New Jersey 101.5 presents a town hall tonight, 7 p.m., focusing on healthcare heroes. We've gathered New Jersey healthcare workers, EMTs, and police officers. Hear their coronavirus stories in the front lines. Plus, we'll offer resources to those in need. Listen on your radio, smart speaker, NJ1015.com, or watch it live on our Facebook page. More rain today. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrell's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 11:07. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
An extended period of rain is on the horizon as a real soaker of a storm system arrives tonight. During the daytime hours, we will see a few showers out there, along with mostly cloudy skies. High temperatures yet again below normal, hovering in the 50s. Any threat for steady rain should hold off until late this afternoon into tonight. And then we're going to see moderate to heavy rain pretty much all night tonight. Lows fall into the upper 40s. Tomorrow, scattered rain continues pretty much all day. There might be some breaks. Total rainfall about 1 to 2 inches for most of New Jersey. Highs again hovering in the 50s tomorrow. Saturday looks dry during the day. Partly sunny and breezy with highs near 60, but another batch of wet weather moves in Saturday night into Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Swedesboro, 47 degrees. Raritan, 45. South Plainfield, 45. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break. Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.